Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
The Lobster Slayer lives! Yes! Thank you. That would be me, Greg the Dive Master. And back from Florida spiny lobster season with my buddy Walt DeMartini. And Wednesday and Thursday of this week was the two-day sport mini season. Went down there, took part in the festivities off the coast of South Florida on the Dry Martini 2 Go Fast Boat. It was one of the most unique lobster diving experiences I've ever had because, first of all, I don't know that I've ever dove off of a Go Fast Boat. I'm talking about like one of these, you know, cigarette-type boats. This thing can do like 60, 70 miles per hour. Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with me today. How you
great.
Doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Were you shaken or stirred?
I was I was not either. I was lobstered. I was focused. I had a laser focus on snagging those lobsters because I had channeled the Lobster Slayer once again.
So
and,
where
did my thing?
Where between there and bringing the lobsters to us here in the studio did you somehow lose your focus?
You know, when you're with Captain Walt DeMartini, whose last name is named after a popular libation, it's easy.
What is he named for? Whiskey?
Yeah, maybe. Matter of fact, he's on the line right now. Walt is with us. How you doing, Walt? Welcome to the big show today. Yeah, you.
Hey there, Mr. Lobster.
You were my captain.
Mr. Lobster Slayer?
Yes, thank you. He'll back me up. But you know what we did? We caught the lobster, and then we took him to this place called Jimbo's and had him cook up these lobster for us. And we feasted on them, did we not?
And we certainly did. And I'll tell you what, that was my first time ever on Facebook. And so there's proof in the pudding right there, buddy. We you definitely slayed them. I wasn't diving. I was just running the boat.
All right, now hold on.
But,
So the person you're going to back up your claim that you slayed lobster was the guy who stayed on the boat and then ate lobster with you at a restaurant later, a place where I'm assuming you also, captured potatoes? Because I saw there were French fries as well. There were lobster tails and French fries and maybe some conch fritters. Did you catch some conch while you were there, too?
No conch.
Was there mock turtle
Conk's
soup?
Out of season.
Did you catch a mock turtle?
I was laser-focused on catching lobsters. That's what the Lobster Slayer does. And, you know, the thing is that we were faster, stronger, and better looking because we were on the Dry Martini, too.
Well, you were that because you were with Walt, but yeah. I understand that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you captured even a single lobster.
No, I did. There's proof on Facebook because somebody took a picture of me and Walt eating our catch of the day at Jimbo's.
So that proves you can order lobster. That doesn't prove you can capture lobster.
No, they don't even sell it.
Oh, no.
They don't, do they?
No, they don't sell lobster at Jimbo's.
Yeah, see?
No, we went there, we pulled up to the dock, we tailed them, we said, hey, can you cook these up for us? They said, sure, we'll charge your corking fee. We went, great. We sat down and had a little libation, and they brought it out to us, and hey, we were in hog heaven, man.
We were in lobster heaven,
I'm confused.
Actually.
You go to a restaurant that doesn't serve lobster, expect them to be able to know how to cook it, and then you sit there and eat your fries and your conch fritters.
We didn't have any fries. Well, we had fries.
There were fries. There were definitely fries. I saw French fries.
No conch fritter, so. It was all, but you see the lobster. Did you see the butter dripping from the edge of my mouth?
You know what?
That is real lobster. And they were nice tails, too. I got some nice, juicy ones.
I hate to point this out, but they did look really good.
They were excellent. That, and they were not even an hour old. You know, we just pulled them out of the ocean and went and feasted feast down. It was a sweet, it was an awesome experience. And every lobster I saw, I caught. My skills had, you know, they've been on break for a while. But, and I was a little concerned about that. It's like, because, you know, you get out of practice. You don't use it, you lose it kind of thing.
Oh,
now, McGreg, as soon as you popped in the water, you were on two of them within, what, a minute, half a minute?
Yeah, yeah. I saw them under a nice coral head, two nice big ones. I was like, oh, they're like, come to Papa. And got on my looper and coaxed them in, snagged them in. I was like, this is going to be a great day. And it was a great day. And, you know, we were able to limit out at 12. That's the limit you can get per person.
Hold on.
What?
So here's the thing that I'm kind of confused by.
What?
Because you did say you limited out 12 per person. There's you and Walt. That's 24 total.
You can limit out 12 per person, right? Yeah.
So that's 24 total. I know.
That's correct.
I know Walt DeMartini is a man of expansive appetites.
Yes.
But I don't think that he ate 12 lobster tails. I don't think that he ate 4 lobster tails. I think between the two of you, you ate the 4 lobster tails that I saw on Facebook. And it may have been 2 lobster tails that I saw on Facebook cut in half to make it look like they were 4 lobster tails.
Well, the rest of them are in my freezer.
That's right. Walt has a big freezer. And you'll have to go down there and see him to snag your piece of the pie or grab your own tail.
Walt, I don't usually give advice to people who are as celebrated as you are, but stop lying for him. It's not going to help you. There's nothing he can do that will make your life better.
Oh no, he slayed him. He really did. He was the man of the hour. I'll tell you.
Yeah, and well, you know, I had a great captain, and it was just me and Walt. That's what I said. This was a very unique lobster experience. First of all, we got to give a little tip of the hat to all the divers in Florida. Evidently, mini season, they went without a hitch, from what I hear.
And that really is phenomenal.
Yeah, but now, before you get too full of yourself and think that all the divers are so much greater now than they were last year, because, you know, every time... This year, and Walt, you can back me up on this. There's usually an incident.
Oh, good. Let's
go
to him because he's willing to lie for you about anything.
Well, no. The thing is, the conditions for mini season this year were
pretty
spectacular.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, it was like diving in a pool.
Wow.
And thanks
for bringing us.
They didn't have any incidents of divers getting lost or anything that I hear. Did you hear anything on the second day? I'm really kind of reporting on the first day. From the news, have you heard anything else?
I followed up. No negative things. Everything I read in the paper, heard on the news, was all positive. No accidents, no injuries. It was just a fantastic weekend. Also, didn't Dan or somebody do a pre-dive checkout thing in Fort Lauderdale? Did you hear anything about that, Greg?
Yeah, well, they did the Revive Your Dive event on Sunday before mini season last week.
Absolutely.
There at the Aquatic Center in Fort Lauderdale. Maybe that helped a little bit. And they were running some public service announcements from Divers Alert Network and DEMA. We're running them down, especially down there in South Florida on some of the TV stations. So maybe, you know, that plus the fact that the conditions were spectacular. And it was probably, I don't know, I think, unfortunately, that was probably the biggest factor at play here, because the conditions were so perfect, you really would have had to been an absolute moron to get yourself into a jam. Because,
but it turns out you came out fine.
Well, thank you. And but that's the thing. I mean, I think weather definitely played to our advantage this year to keeping people more safe than usual. So
sure, definitely.
Don't let your guard down for next year. If you haven't been diving in a while, go take that refresher. Go do that Revive Your Dive event. Make sure your gear's all checked out and you've refreshed your skills just a tad so you don't get into any jams. Now, we saw a ton of boats out there, and I don't know. You were saying you thought maybe it wasn't quite as many as years gone past, but it's hard to judge, I guess, from our small sampling. Right, Walt? Or what do you think?
It really is. It really is. There were quite a few boats out there. What I heard from the Florida wildlife people when they came up to the boat and asked how many divers we had down, and I said just one. And he said to me that we're in the area that we were at, the people were limiting out. As you went farther north up towards Dania Beach, that area had been picked over probably from the midnight dive or the people who got up early in the morning and went out that morning. But that Miami area, that Golden Beach area that we were in, that was it was a little too far for the Lauderdale guys to go down to and a little too far north for the Miami guys to come up to. So,
yeah, well, and that makes sense. We got two nice big tails and a bunch more.
Two. You got two.
Well, no, on that one, those first two I saw, I said that. That's what I said. Hey, we limited out.
On the radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Oh, but no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach.
This is Barry.
You know? So why don't you go?
I'm on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Lobster Slayer. After Florida Spiny Lobster mini season where I limited out on the radio. And, you know, I had just an awesome time with Captain Walt DeMartini. Now, Barry is on the line. He lives down there in South Florida. He is checking in to, I'm sure, back me up on my story.
That seems likely.
He was in the general vicinity.
Could he hear you underwater?
Diving there off of Golden Beach. You're familiar with his site in South Florida,
yeah,
right there, Barry?
I'm familiar with the area, but I could hear the lobsters screaming and laughing as they were trying to run away.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They try to, but they can't escape the grasp of my noose, of my looper.
Yeah,
actually, I want to apologize that I couldn't make it out with you for this mini season. But I can tell you from first-hand experience, I now know what it likes when a lobster has its tail cleaned.
Oh, yeah. He had a colonostomy pee or something this week.
A colonectomy?
Yeah. So he kind of got detailed in
Hello.
A way.
Yeah.
So, you wouldn't advise that? Or I mean, what are you feeling like? Is this like a thing to, you know, sympathize with
the lobster? He wasn't going to
lobster?
Tell us, but he decided to come clean.
No, I just, next time I go ripping the tail off a lobster and go to clean it, I'm going to ask him if he would like some propofol before I do the dirty deed.
Wow. Okay. Well, a little too much information there,
sharing.
Barry, but that's what we do on this show sometimes.
Wow.
And, yeah. It's not open season on Barry.
That's good to know.
As far as I know. But he checked out okay.
But apparently, so if you bring good. Him the right drugs, it'll be okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Anything goes when you're down there in South Florida, evidently. So, lobster season, we're talking a little bit about that. The regular season opens up August 6th, so we have about another week to go. Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ just walked into the studio as well, and of course, Bill the Engineer with me. And all of you guys are ready to go down there and do some slant of your own now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
After my little adventure. What do you think, CJ? Are you up for this or what?
And then masticating.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What are you doing exactly?
Slaying, filleting, and then masticating.
Okay, masticating. You're not allowed to do that
in public. I don't think we can talk about it on the radio either.
Yeah, that's really inappropriate. That's, there's rules.
I think
it's against the Florida Wildlife Commission. You're
I
not
think
allowed
you
to,
need to look grab a thesaurus once in a while.
Hey!
Let's not bring dinosaurs
by the
into
tail.
It. Okay. Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway,
succulent meat.
So, but you guys want to do some diving? You're we do some lobstering or what?
Every day when I wake up, I want to dive.
Yeah. So when I told you about this little adventure I had with Captain Wal DeMartini, does that kind of pique your interest? Are you ready to get down and do some diving and going for the lobster?
Yeah. Yeah. Is Walt available?
Yeah.
He got married, didn't he?
Ah, goodness gracious! How could that man stay single?
We don't know.
So I don't even know what to say to that.
Keep going. Keep going.
Lobster. We're talking about
Just keep moving forward.
All right. So, if we go down there and dive off of Captain Walt's boat, this is a go-fast boat. This is a cigarette boat. This is not a dive boat. This is a totally different
type. Do we have to take up smoking to go diving?
Well, you know, what we did, just to kind of map it out for you, because we took my gear, set it up at the dock, put it in his boat, and you got to be real careful on a boat like that because there's a lot of leather. The deck isn't set up to take on air tanks and things like that, so we had to be very gentle and basically throw my gear off into the water,
and then have you dive into the water after it.
That's it. That's what we did. We clipped it off on our line, but then I got on the gear in the water, dove, came back up, clipped it on the rope. Had him haul it in, and I got back up on the boat, and then I hauled it in gently without hurting his vessel. So it was a little bit more technical. You got to be, on your toes to be able to handle that kind of stuff.
Can you water ski on it, Greg?
You know what? You probably could. It's not really a water ski boat. This is a go-fast boat. This is the boat you use to escape the authorities when you're running something.
So you could have easily doubled your catch
easily
and the
fled
Florida,
to the Bahamas before they didn't even know what happened.
There's no way that the Florida Highway Patrol, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, could have caught up with you. However, you, as a responsible member of the community, decided not to take twice as many lobster as you actually caught.
Yes, no, I was
and flaunt the law.
And I used a looper, which I think is more environmentally sensitive than the net and tickle stick. Matter of fact, I brought a tickle stick and promptly left it or lost
it. On the
it.
Bottom?
No, I was getting geared up or getting ready to jump in the water to go gear up, and my tickle stick slipped right off the boat and into the water and disappeared.
That sounds like just the sort of a problem that might happen on a Walt DeMartini boat.
True.
That is not the first tickle stick to fall off the side of Walt's boat, I don't
yes.
think.
Yes, well, when you're on Walt's boat, the dry martini too, it's a tickle stick or it's a stirrer.
Did you ask Barry where it is? Maybe he found it.
Maybe someone found it while investigating Barry.
They wondered what this obstruction was.
There we are.
And
Richard Gere has got nothing on the team at World at Scuba Radio. Not
yeah.
one single thing.
All right. How do the how can we combine the Olympics and diving? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, you can use a spear gun to lobster dive.
that should be a new.
It'd be like the javelin.
True.
And diving.
Why not? They got dancing horses. Why not? Maybe that's it. And, you know, I haven't seen that pop up on their radar yet to open up, what would you call that, an event, an Olympic event for scuba divers?
Well, but, typically it starts also, as a demonstration event first.
Okay. Well, maybe we can do this, but I do have a way that you can at least show your colors now at the Olympics or just show your spirit for your country
also,
as a scuba diver.
Another way we can tie it into the Olympics is... Just like the female beach volleyball players, if you'd like, next time we dive, I can hike up my board shorts up in the butt crack.
And Greg, how about women's tickle sticking?
Okay, these are two events that
we're just full of ideas.
We can present the Olympic Committee and, you know, be promptly put away. I don't know. No, I got an actual idea, at least where you can show your colors. Your support for the Olympics as a diver. Next, stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come out with this new gear for the Wounded Warriors Project. Oceanic Warrior Program is what it's called. You can go to Oceanic USA, OceanicWorldwide.com, and click on the banner ad for this. But I actually got my first set of this Oceanic Warrior Program gear, and I didn't want to use it on lobster season because I was afraid I'd mess it up. It looks so awesome. But, of course, it's red, white, and blue. It looks very Olympic-like. I feel like a member of the USA Olympic team now as a diver. The only thing missing is an event, an Olympic event for scuba diving. So maybe that's what we have to come up with.
I want those fins.
Yes.
Those are cool.
They're awesome. They got a couple different styles of fins, a couple different styles of masks. And,
that's
of course,
that's Oceanic?
It's Oceanic,
that's
yeah.
That's awesome.
The Warrior, Oceanic Warrior Program. Once again, you go to OceanicUSA.com. You can check this out or talk to your local Oceanic dealer and ask him about this. But, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, all we need now is an Olympic event for scuba diving. And we already have the cool stuff, the red, white, and blue stuff. Now, of course, you're from the UK or something like that, you've got a problem.
That's
because
under Kenya?
Maybe. It's more like,
Well, I think that the Brits go with red, white, and blue, too. I think they do. And the French go with red, white, and blue.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
they
I mean, there are some countries that still use the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, and, well, maybe in, you know, Union Jack, I guess you could kind of fake it with that. Maybe. Yeah,
I mean, is it shaped like a flag?
Not really, no.
No, it's just got red, white, and blue in it.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Maybe it's a little bit more worldly than I even gave it in anticipation. You know, the only thing it's missing, let's see, you would have to get a, you know, one of those red, white, and blue Speedos.
Just like you, Yank.
I've got one.
It's all about you.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know. But we'll come up with an event here right after the Dan Show. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Twenty-two seconds to spare.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip, number 217. One of the many benefits of rebreather certification is the ability to dive without bubbles. So keep in mind, when bubbles do appear when diving with a rebreather, there'll be no hiding the fact that you had seconds on the Mexican omelet at the breakfast buffet.
I fart in your general direction.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network with us. And I have a question.
And let's hope I have an answer.
How long can a person dive?
What do you mean? Like an individual dive or dives in a day?
No. I mean, is there an age when it's time to hang up your regulator?
Absolutely not. There really isn't an arbitrary age. As long as you're healthy enough to do it, diving can be a lifelong activity.
But we change as we age. We slow down. Not me, of course. You know, our gear gets heavier. Maybe a few of us get a little heavier, too. But how do we keep going?
It's really all about the art of adaptation.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it means something different for everybody. Adaptation is about knowing yourself, knowing your limitations and your needs as they change over time.
Knowing what works and what doesn't.
Exactly. And the need to adapt is really not exclusive to issues associated with aging. There's not one of us that goes through life without experiencing physical changes of one kind or another. Sometimes it's due to an injury or a medical condition. Sometimes it's just time getting to us. But physical changes are part of the game.
Hence the need to know thyself.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you have to know yourself before you can know if something is wrong or what kind of adaptation may be required. For example, if you really take stock of yourself, you know what gets sore, what muscles are stronger, which ones are more susceptible to injury, you know, that sort of thing.
Got any suggestions?
Start with asking yourself, how do I feel? And really stop long enough to answer that question. Every pre-dive experience requires you to feel up to the activity before you get in the water. As part of that ritual, regular medical checkups are a really good habit, as well as regular exercise. Not just for overall fitness, but add strength training as well. Also, test yourself from time to time to ensure that you're ready for the more physical elements of diving.
Perhaps swim some laps in the pool.
That's a great way to take stock.
So let's say you take stock and determine that you need to make some changes to your usual diving routine. What kind of adaptations can you make?
Well, it may not be possible for me to answer that question completely, but there are some basic considerations that come to mind. If you're not able to, say, lift a scuba tank, ask someone for help. Let's say if a giant stride just isn't working for you anymore, try another method of entry. If you can't lift your full assembly scuba unit, or if you can't move with it on, think about donning your gear in the water. Needing to adapt isn't a problem or a reason to stop diving. It's only a problem if you let pride get in the way and refuse to do it.
How many times have I heard that one?
Probably as many times as I remind myself.
Yeah, if I had a dollar. It sounds to me like sometimes being kind to yourself and admitting you need to adjust can actually keep you diving instead of ending it.
That's a fact.
So what if you don't know how to adapt?
Remember, knowledge is power. If you find yourself facing a change that may require adaptation, learn more about it. Learn what you can do. Is it a medical condition? Learn about any symptoms that may affect your diving. Do you have to take medications? Know the possible side effects, and again, how they might affect or be affected by diving.
The medics at Dan are a good resource for that, right?
Absolutely. We answer questions about medical conditions and medications all the time. Sometimes we're able to impart all the information needed, and sometimes we're able to connect a diver with a knowledgeable medical professional who can work with them more closely. The important thing is that divers are learning what they need to know to change with the times. And we applaud and encourage that.
Oh, I like applause.
Well, I'll be sure to give the guys a heads up.
Cool. Are there any more common sense adaptations a diver can make?
Sometimes we just need to remember to take it easy and dive within our limitations. And sometimes we just need to slow down from time to time.
And sometimes we just need to slow down.
Sometimes we do. But either way, it's a good time to remember that there is no need to dive in extremes. You shouldn't feel like you have to go deep or stay as long as your profile allows. You do not have to complete a half dozen dives just because you used to. and there is absolutely nothing wrong with taking a longer surface interval between dives. Time spent topside can be just as much fun as time spent underwater.
Sounds like if you know yourself and throw a little kindness into the mix, you're on the right track.
You got it.
See? You had the answer.
I try.
You can't stop time, but it doesn't have to stop you either. Remember that change can be good, provided you're willing to change with it. So don't be stubborn. Learn the art of adaptation and keep on going. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Yes, you know, we have a few things we got to get out there today as we continue our Olympic search for a new event for scuba divers. July 31st is the final day that you will have a shot to win a spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October, October 6th in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures and Divers Alert Network. All you have to do, and all this information is right there at scubaradio.com, but all you have to do is like us on Facebook, like the Scuba Radio fan page. That'll get you one entry. If you like Divers Alert Network's page as well as Explorer Ventures page, not only will you get one entry, you'll get three entries.
What?
Yeah. So you have three chances to get in on this drawing. We'll pick a winner at random here after
fair.
The 31st. What is that? What do you mean?
Because you get three chances?
You get three chances to enter, so you can enter up to three times.
That's awesome.
Just by liking Scuba Radio, Explorer Ventures, Liveaboards, and Divers Alert Network. Simple as that.
Now, can we try and make something which I think hasn't been made clear enough up until this point? It's easy to like Explorer Ventures.
Yeah.
It's easy to like Dan.
Of course.
There's not going to be a test of any kind. You're not going to have to take a lie detector test. Pretend you like us and it'll be fine.
Well, unfortunately,
you just have to click the button. You don't have to actually like us.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. There's not a love button for Scuba Radio. Maybe we ought to look into that.
What about only mildly irritated?
We could look into that one, too, as well.
Not completely aggravated by.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys for your support.
Report abuse.
Yeah. You guys, I swear. Why do I put up with this?
And inflammation.
We can sell an ointment or salve that would clear that right up. Or
I heard there's a bomb in Gilead.
Maybe. All right, so Olympic events. I mean, you know, you watch the Olympic ceremonies. It was last night. And
okay.
They need to kick this up a notch. I mean, if they're having dancing horses and, you know, people pretending to play Hunger Games and that that counts as an Olympic event, why not scuba diving?
What makes you think that people are pretending to do the Hunger Games? Because
well,
they're using a bow
guys.
And arrow.
Yeah. You know. I volunteers because tribute!
The only place in the history of
how many
of humankind
crazy
where there's been archery, in your opinion,
okay,
is
archery, not a fair.
What about Robin Hood?
Maybe. But I mean, you know, there's plenty of events in the Olympics that you're kind of like scratching
the
your head.
The dancing horses thing, really, I'm dumbfounded by.
I'm not really getting it. And if that counts as an Olympic event, why isn't there a scuba diving event that
because
we could
scuba diving
spearhead?
Is not in any way a competitive activity.
But dancing horses is?
Well,
okay, see, I made my point. Thank you. Good night. Oh, wait, it's still daylight.
Well, it doesn't matter. It would be kind of ridiculous to have any kind of competition because Neil Watson would win.
Just win.
Yeah, well, true. The most interesting diver in the world.
That would be like U.S. gold medal, U.S. gold medal, U.S. gold medal.
Well, yeah, so he would basically be the that swimmer guy. What's his name?
Michael Phelps?
Yeah, he'd be the Michael Phelps.
That swimmer guy. Boy, you are so locked in, man.
You're obviously the Olympics has my attention.
Well, quite frankly, if you'd been eating avocado, you would have remembered his name.
Oh, that's funny.
You don't even know why, but I'll tell you later.
Yeah, because he's the spokesperson for Subway. Whatever.
Nice
okay.
work. Didn't
anyway,
think that was going to happen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Anyway,
who's
all right,
Apollo Ohno? Quick.
Excuse me?
It was Apollo Ono.
Okay, why bring it up fighters Yoko's from daughter. Rocky movies? That's so 80s. Jeez. Anyway.
Hey, just a quick thought on
how about
Olympics.
Lobster competition? Wouldn't count?
Competition? What, are you going to have a pool?
Hey, it is a skill to catch those lobster.
Lobster eating competition? like they have with the hot dogs.
That's nice. That's a good idea.
Well, competitive eating, yeah, they have that. But that's not an Olympic event either.
Should be.
It's just a Coney Island July 4th event. So maybe, I don't know. These are various ideas that obviously don't hold much water. But we'll try to come up with something better next.
Guacamole.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yes, I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith.
Yeah, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Faith, by the way, Mermaid Faith, out in California, did not find her gold. She went diving for gold out there in California, or was going to, but she didn't have much luck. So we're going to get a report from her in a couple weeks on that. In the meantime, however, Big Wave Dave is on the line. He might be formulating an Olympic event for scuba diving with the Be a Diver pool. I don't know. But he's in San Diego. Big Wave Dave, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg. I'm out here at the San Diego Boat and Yacht Show having a fantastic time. And by the way, I just heard about gold in California.
Yeah.
Would you believe, yesterday we did a filming in a pool and we discovered that we had about $13,000 of gold and silver in the pool.
Really? People have been losing fillings in the Be a Diver pool? Or what happened?
No. We actually had some guys with some gold and silver that we did a TV shot and had the daughters in the water looking for all the gold.
Nice. All right, so you just threw...
Shipwreck coins and everything.
Okay, all right. So you're just having some... Was this real gold or was it like chocolate
covered? Yes, it was. I had an ingot of silver that was worth $3,000 by itself in gold coins and silver coins and everything.
So they dove in the pool like madmen, and did they get to keep the gold if they found it, or what was this? What was this all about?
No, the owners of the gold were recollecting it definitely on the way out.
Okay, okay. So just a fun little activity that you guys...
Just a fun shot for the TV crew that was out here covering the Be a Diver pool.
Yeah, well, you know, that would be that could be an Olympic event. We were talking about how could we make... you know, some kind of diving activity into a sport or an event that the Olympic Committee would consider to be a part of the Olympics. Maybe that's what it is. We throw a bunch of gold in a pool and have divers fight for their life for it, and whoever comes out alive wins. That sounds like something that would generate ratings. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we give them the big spear guns, the big knives, you know,
what I call. Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
I have another thing, which we encounter a lot, which we're better at than most people. And that is being able to put together complete sentences in the presence of a mermaid. I know a lot of people, when the mermaids go out there, the guys, they can't put together a complete sentence. They're
humming
like,
humming, 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 humming,
boobs.
What you're saying is your jaw drops and it doesn't come back up.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Wait, what do they say exactly, Bill? Because I think I've heard that many times.
Boobs.
Wow. Okay.
It happens.
That would be a fun event, too.
Yes.
I don't know if that has, you know, rises to Olympic level.
Well, we're really good at it. We're good at it. Well, we can put together whole sentences, whole paragraphs.
Years of practice. Years of mermaid wrangling.
And how about the underwater?
Well, that's
scuba-doo.
Why you're the expert at that. There,
yeah, well, maybe.
Wrangling mermaids. That is your new special. Is that going to be your distinctive specialty course, I guess, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We keep talking about filing the proper paperwork with Patty.
Yeah, but that involves spelling and words.
Yeah, and work.
It's just terrible.
You know, and reading.
I know.
Reading.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. This weekend now in San Diego, it's about 85 degrees. The sun is out. People are trying diving. We've got Ocean Enterprises here, your premier store from Southern California. And guess what? We've got one of our buddies out here, all the way from Fort Lauderdale. We got Robert from Running Third Lung out here.
Oh, well, good. We'll tell Robert hello for us.
He's and we're going to get him those $20.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. He's out here trying to sell a couple units right now, but I'll let him know we're off the radio.
Yeah, well, they cater to the boating market out there a little bit, so that makes sense. For his organization to be out there and represented. So it's a big crowd, a lot of folks just hanging out and enjoying the day and jumping in the pool and giving diving a try in the Be a Diver pool. Is that pretty much it in a nutshell?
Yep, you got a boat show, you got a boat, especially in Southern California. Right now they got some 30-foot visibility, about 70-degree water. Of course, for you Floridians, that's a little chilly, but out here that's pretty nice.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to get more attention, just start setting up... you know, people swim in laps like you're doing some Olympic pool race, and Phelps is going to show up to do a little demonstration. Just start some nasty rumor like that.
Of course, you'd probably all have to be wearing those Speedos.
Right now. Yeah. Hey, he's going to jump on a helicopter like the Queen did last night. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Him and Mr. Bond. James Bond.
But now, come check us out at the website. We can find out where we're going to be next. We're on a cool road tour. Just having a good time in the pool, working on a tan.
There you go. BeADiver.com. Go there, check it out, and find out where Big Wave Dave's going to be, and you can jump in the pool, try diving, or bring one of your friends along that isn't certified and share your love of diving by giving them a little taste of what it's like in the Be a Diver pool. Dave, thanks for checking in, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again in a week or two, okay?
Yeah, next week I'll be up at Northern California. Uh-oh, I just found where I got to go.
Uh-oh.
The Hooters girls are giving out tickets for a wing contest.
Oh,
boobies.
Okay, that sounds like an Olympic event right there.
Eating wings in the pool. There we go.
Eating wings in the
pool. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
How fast can Big Wave Dave move towards the Hooters girls and their wings? Or not necessarily in that order.
Maybe they're angels. They've got wings.
Maybe. Maybe. Does it rise to the level of an Olympic event? I don't know. But it might. It very well may. So, I don't know. If you have any suggestions, feel free to share them at 888-88-SCUBA or info@scubaradio.com. Hey, coming up in hour two, I'm going to open up the phones to something else. And this is about sharing the love of diving. Just like you would bring someone to the Be a Diver pool to try diving if it's in your area. Do you feel a sense of responsibility to do just that, to share your love or share this activity that we come together for every week here on Scuba Radio with your friends? Do you think it's kind of part of the part of the plans, part of something that you should do as a diver to share, and how you go about doing this, and some of the people that are doing this in a unique and a cool way that I think needs some attention. We're going to address that in hour two, as well as a bunch of other stuff. Captain Slate, Neil Watson are diving together down in Key Largo. Also, the Scuba Cowboy is going to be with us as well. So stay close to hour two, the world's first radio show devoted to diving, coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend, then buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.